Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia Roy. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist, and yoga teacher here at Illuminations. Back with you guys with another episode and another speaker. Actually, our speaker for today has been on the show before, and she's back for another topic. And this time, the topic is all about chakra defense. I'd like to call her the queen of chakras. Her wealth of knowledge is absolutely incredible. So the topic is chakra defense, shielding your energy centers from negativity. So in this episode, we will be dwelling into the unseen world of energy and the impact that negative vibrations can have on our chakras, the seven primary energy centers in the body. So welcome, 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 Ms. Bharti, to the show. It's so such a pleasure to have you back here.
Thank you so much, Nia, for the wonderful introduction and for, you know, just your warmth. It's always lovely being here.
Oh, wonderful. So I know last time you joined us, we spoke briefly about the chakras, but let's dwell a little bit deeper. So I would like to first start off with why is it important that we defend or shield our chakras? And what does that even mean? And what does that even look like? So let's start from there.
Sure. So let's start actually from even one step before, just for those who have probably not tuned into the previous episode. Chakras are basically our energy centers in our body. So everywhere that we are, we have a physical body and we have our energy body. Absolutely. And these chakras, like we know, are these concentric wheels all the way on the spine from, you know, the base of our spine right up to our crown. Right. And there are multiple more, but we'll not get into that since we have limited time. But just considering these focal points of energy that are, you know, like a wheel, and they are constantly churning vibration. Mm. Let's put it like that. Mm. So if I'm thinking something, my energy is flowing a certain way. Everyone in my environment is also influencing my energy. Mm. And the way my energy is, it's influencing the environment. Mm. Now, this brings us to where you asked me, why is it important for us to shield our chakras? Mm. Because just the way we like to secure ourselves, we like to secure our body, we like to secure our possessions, we like to secure our home, same way our energy is the most primal, let's say, aspect that is influencing all of our life. Mm. So I can have like the best home or the best dress, but if I am vulnerable energetically, if my energy is constantly scattered, it is negative, it is low vibration, none of it will matter. So the most important thing is to be aware of how my energy is flowing and what can I do to safeguard that energy at every point of the day. Whoever I'm meeting, whatever I'm doing, the first step is to kind of ensure that my energy is in a safe space.
So is it right to assume that as human beings, we are constantly vulnerable to these shifts, or are we always so are the energies that we're exposed to, because we're exposed to so many different kinds of energies, does that mean we are constantly in this volatile state of up and down? And why is it that some people are super sensitive, whereas some people are not? Correct. But since we are all exposed to energy, why does that happen?
Again, there could be multiple reasons, but one of the key things is that, yes, some people are more sensitive to energy around us, and other people are, I wouldn't say ignorant, but they are probably not in that more light space where they can feel and sense the energy. It does not mean that they are not being, that they are not feeling that shift, but they are just unable to experience it in the same way as someone who has a lot lighter energy. So that's one thing to say. Second, depending on your level of being grounded, how much are you grounded would determine how easily you can get shifted, fluctuated, or scattered by someone else. So just as an example, if you are very, very comfortable in your own skin, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, someone can come and tell you, Neha, you're looking really bad today. It won't matter to you. Why? Because you are just so comfortable. You are so grounded into your own body, into your own space, that a trigger from outside does not pierce through your energetic field and scatter you, making you wonder, why did they say that? What's wrong with me? Should I change this? Should I change that? Because you are so grounded.
Right.
On the contrary, someone whose energy is scattered, it's weak, it's got a lot of holes and tears, and is constantly being exposed to, you know, negativity or trauma or whatever it may be, it would be much easier for them to be able to instantly shift, no matter how grounded they may feel at that time, to now get completely distracted, diverted into a negative spiral down.
Right. So how would you now connect this to or explain something that we cannot see or touch or perceive with our five senses can have such a huge impact on the way we act and feel? How does that transaction happen? How is it that our energy field that we have no perception about have such a biological impact on us?
Sure. So one of the easiest, one would say, ways to be aware of our energy, I wouldn't even call it thought, and I've said this before, I would say it's emotion. Because sometimes our thoughts can become so one with us that even if it's a negative pattern, it's us. So we don't realize that there's something off with it. But an emotion can never go wrong. So what you feel is always going to be very true. So if I am feeling fear, definitely there is something which is amiss in my root chakra. Because the root chakra, like from the animal kingdom, is all about my survival. It's about my grounding. It's about my life, my journey on earth. It's literally, even the root chakra is good, the soul anchors with the root chakra, right? So it's my grounding. Now your emotion, if you're constantly feeling, let's say, very, very lost, there's no desire to live, you're feeling very fearful, very anxious, you may not see the root chakra energy, but these emotions are great.
Are signs.
Yes, these are signs that will tell you that yes, the energy here is not flowing as well as it should be.
Could you take us through the different emotions of those different centers? So you just spoke about the root.
Correct.
What comes next?
So the next chakra, so like I said, root is all about your survival.
Yeah.
The next is sacral chakra, which is also very often referred to as the passion chakra or the sensual chakra. So all our five senses, they are pretty much governed by the energy of the sacral chakra.
Right.
Okay. So if I may have, like I mentioned, everything in life. I may have a great family. I may have people who tell me they love me. But if the energy in my sacral chakra is not flowing well, okay, no matter what anyone is, what affection anyone is showing me, no matter what pleasure I am receiving, it's just going to bounce off me. It's just something that I will not be in the moment to enjoy. Okay, so the way fear kind of blocks your root chakra, that emotion, similarly, your inability to enjoy the goodness of life, to be present in life, to flow with life, that gets completely jammed when your sacral chakra is off.
So what are the certain causes of these, say, for your sacral chakra to be off or for your root chakra to even be off?
Yeah, so a lot in my learning as well as when I work with my clients, one of the key elements I noticed that blocks the sacral chakra is guilt, the feeling of guilt. Okay, so when you are consumed by the feeling of guilt, no matter whether the incident happened multiple years back or it happened yesterday, you will block joy in your life. Okay. And joy is, and again, many times people look at sacral chakra in a very narrow sense that it's only to do with, you know, pleasure in terms of sexually or sensually. Yeah. But sacral is all about that feeling of living life, of, you know, just being able to flow with life, of being enjoying every moment for what it comes, walking out into the rain, just enjoying that, you know, feeling that raindrop on yourself, feeling the sun rays. What is your emotion constantly as life unfolds in front of you? Sacral governs a whole lot of that.
Got you. So would you say that when you mentioned that the guilt, whenever you feel guilt, it stops you from having any form of pleasures of life or like enjoying life, would you say that is in some way punishing yourself subconsciously because you feel guilty?
Yeah, it's denying yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You are denying yourself any kind of happiness or any kind of joy because somewhere this energy has kind of scattered, and hence it's so important to be able to notice, what am I going through the day? Am I in this relationship? What am I doing? Am I feeling happy? Even though the other person is bringing 100% to the table, am I present in it? Am I feeling good enough? If not, maybe it's time to protect your energy, to time to, you know, rebalance that whole frequency that you are living in.
Got you. So what about the next one?
So let's come to the solar plexus, which is our third chakra. Now, this chakra, and one more thing I'd like to add, since we were talking about shielding, like I mentioned, the root is all about survival. It's earth. So when we want to even shield our energy, we can use a lot of components from the earth to actually shield our energy.
In what way?
So for example, let's say surrounding yourself in nature, having plants at home. So if you're constantly feeling very dull at home, it's a good idea to have plants. You can use floral therapy. So you can have flowers around you. You can use essential oils. Again, crystals come from the earth. So you can use crystals. So when we are shielding as well, each chakra has a certain element that can really give us a lot of support when we are trying to protect our energy.
Got you.
And since we discussed sacral, so water is a very key element there. Yeah. So if you feel that, you know, joy is missing in your space, or you're constantly feeling very frustrated, very agitated, or not being able to be present, go for a beautiful hot shower or you know, walk if you have a sea nearby. Just walk into the sea. That salt and that sea together, the water, really helps to open up the energy there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So amazing. Coming to solar in that case. So solar is, again, the energy of power. Okay. So when you are feeling very, very powerless, when you are feeling out of control, everything is frustrating you, the energy within your solar plexus is obviously not flowing as well as it should be. So this is the time when you realize that either the person goes into a fight or flight mode, in the sense that either you want to be completely controlling if the energy is like going out of bounds, it's overactive, or you become like a victim. So ask yourself, where am I? And you know, different environments trigger different aspects of your energy as well. So ask yourself, am I going into a completely underactive mode in a certain situation? If that be the case, all the more reason for you to protect your energy. Maybe I need to be in a certain job. It pays the bills, it pays the loans, right? But maybe I realize it's a very toxic environment. Now, with that awareness, I can actually do certain techniques to protect my energy before I go into those kind of meetings, before I meet certain people who trigger me or push my buttons. So it's very important to just be in tune with your emotions. So solar is that feeling of control. How much control do I have over my day-to-day experiences, day-to-day relationships, aspects?
So like in a case that's coming to my mind, would you say people who suffer from OCD, so obsessive compulsive disorder, would you say that that can be a cause of low solar energy?
Very possible. It's not the only reason, but yes, one of the many reasons Very, very possible. The mm-hmm. need to constantly be in control, the need to constantly make it perfect, you know, because somewhere then it fuels you to kind of being, it's more of a lower chakra thing rather than a higher chakra thing. But yes, it does.
So what would you say are certain signs of the lack of control or like low energy?
In the solar plexus? Yes. So like I said, if you have low energy in the solar plexus, you will feel quite helpless, right? Like a victim. You will feel that I don't have a choice in the matter. I just have to go along with the way life is for me. I may feel like no one, you know, cares about my choices, whether it's in a relationship or at work or even with children. You know, constantly feeling that you do not have that space. And what does that lead to? That leads to judging yourself as well. Because then you start to kind of somewhere slowly kill your authentic self. Because solar eventually is about me being my whole. When I come down onto this planet, I am not bound by any limitations.
Got
so
you.
When my solar is in its full form, in its full grace, I can do anything. Nothing is impossible.
Got you.
But as I start to take in the judgments, the labels, the limitations, it starts narrowing. And here where I lose my power because of whatever reason, maybe it was because of a very authoritative, say, parent as a child, or maybe I never got to make any choices as a child. Now, eventually in life, even though I may have everything that I can make my own choices, that inner voice, that inner chatter that I have, that belief that I have will always make me feel I don't have enough power over my surroundings.
That makes complete sense. And then where will we go next after solar?
So after the solar, so the first, these chakras, the root, sacral and solar are more of the earth chakras, the lower chakras. You know, this is all about experiences on earth. From the heart chakra, which is the next chakra, we actually go more into the higher chakras. So the root and the crown are the only chakras which are unidimensional in the sense that they are only, you only receive from them. So you receive from the earth at the root chakra, and at the crown you receive from the universe or, you know, the higher dimensions. But all other chakras, the way they function is based on give and take. So you're receiving energy from the front, you're releasing energy from the back. When you come to the heart from the solar, when we are talking about control, now you're coming into a space of compassion. Here you're coming into a space of allowing. Here you're coming into a space of that I want to drop that judgment. I want to accept everyone for where they are. Okay, so even when we are born, children, when they are absolutely newborns, they have no limitations in terms of love. They are not going to distinguish between someone loves me less or someone loves me more, whether you're older, younger, rich, poor. No, it's all about unconditional love. So the heart chakra, when you start becoming very, very conditional about how you feel, when you become very narrow in your, you know, awareness of what you like, what you don't, you can be sure that somewhere that judgment has taken over in a very strong way. And that's coming in the way of you being more embracing to life in general.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Absolute sense. So what would you say are signs of someone with a heart block or causes of it?
So you can look at many ways. One very common example which comes with heart chakra is jealousy. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So someone
I did not expect that.
Yeah. So someone who has a very, very, say, an overactive heart chakra, they will constantly feel jealous no matter what with anything, possessiveness, jealousy. The other, you know, the other emotions which go along with a blocked heart chakra, say an underactive heart chakra, would be constantly feeling sorrow, feeling helpless, feeling selfless. Okay. Like you feel like you are doing everything for everyone, but no one is really giving back to you that love.
Gotcha.
Or constantly being pained about life.
Okay? Gotcha.
So that's again goes down into your heart center.
So you say overactive or underactive. So you can always switch between these two, right?
Yes.
So what would be an ideal way to bring the heart into balance?
One of the best ways, not only heart, but even all our other chakras into balance, is to first and foremost find that awareness of who am I? Let's say in my own space, the way I'm communicating with you and I ask you, how are you, Nia? How are you doing? Mm-hmm. How's life for you? First and foremost, just get in touch with yourself, just so that you know who you are at some level. You'll be surprised. It sounds really easy, but when you sit down to do that, you don't have a conversation with yourself. So that's the first step. Get in touch with yourself. You can meditate. You can do breath work. You can do journaling. So those are all ways in which what you are doing is you are just bringing your awareness and your energy back into yourself. And that's very important to have, let's say, even an open heart chakra. If my energy is constantly stuck in judgments, if I am constantly pointing fingers, if I am constantly blaming, okay, whether it was my parents as a child, whether it was my boss, whether it is the traffic on the road,
I am
not living from the highest potential of my heart center. What I am doing is I'm constantly somewhere putting myself down, somewhere believing I am not good enough, somewhere believing, taking my power away. So the first step is to invite all my energy back. If we go more technical, it's more about, you know, bringing all those inner children of ours back and collapsing various negative toxic realities that have been built up over a period of time.
Gotcha.
But for anyone who has no practice before, who has not done any kind of healing before, even they can do this by simply sitting in a place, taking awareness of the breath, and just thinking of one thing that is making them sad. Easiest. One thing that is making me sad right now. Okay. Now that I know what's making me sad, I invite that part of me which is feeling this way. The minute you do that, what happens is you are now taking charge as an adult or as someone who has more, let's say, awareness and then nurturing and healing that part of you which has gone astray. So bringing it back, nurturing it, speaking to it, not judging it, not pointing fingers at it will allow you to, you know, optimize that capacity to live with a more open heart chakra.
So what I love about this, it's like you said earlier, it's as simple as bringing yourself into awareness.
Yes, absolutely. It starts from that.
It's just that.
Yeah. And we are constantly busy. We are constantly running. And me included, there are so many times where I have to just remind myself, okay, pause just for a few moments. Pause and look at this, and that's it. And then you just regain that much more energy to do whatever it is that you need to deal with.
So it's also in some way with awareness, bringing yourself to look at it from a very non-subjective, non-judgmental perspective of what has happened. That is what you mean by the adult, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Is to just be aware that yes, pain happened, trauma happened. Cheating happened. So I was let down. Agree. All of it happened. And sometimes it can be extremely painful. And acknowledging that pain and crying it out if we need to. Tapping it out if we need to. So many things we can do. Expanding ourselves to know that, yes, but I have the capacity as this being that I am to be able to go beyond it. Just knowing that something within me already exists that can take me beyond this obstacle is a great awareness to have.
Gotcha.
I don't have to look for it outside. And hence all the more reason that it's important for us to protect our energy, to be in tune with our energy. Because if I am not protecting my energy, I cannot go dive into it and use that energy to bounce out of situations that are pulling me down.
Exactly. So this is what I wanted to touch base on next, which is when, let's say you're already stuck in that rut.
Correct.
Be like a victim. You don't feel good enough and so on. And so you're in that space. And when you're in that space, nothing else matters.
Correct.
Because you are in the grip of the emotion. So you can't think logically. You can't think like an adult.
Yeah.
What would you do then? How would you snap out of that energy drain?
You know, just the expectation to snap out itself is very, very high, and we all put it on ourselves. Mm. So sometimes we don't need to snap out of it, but just accepting, yes, I'm going through this and this will take time. Mm. But at the same time, can I make a conscious choice every day to focus on something that I can appreciate? Because appreciation and gratitude are two experiences that are going to help heal the heart chakra, no wow. matter what. So
wow.
accepting, yes, this is going to take time. And it's okay for it to take time. What's the rush? We're not missing any train here. Let's take our time to heal from whatever it is. Easier said than done. But with awareness, at least it gives you a little bit more support than just feeling helpless, than just feeling like a victim, like just feeling like nothing can take me out of this rut, right?
Yeah.
But every day saying, okay, I can utilize 5 minutes where I am just going to think nothing related to this experience of my life, nothing, but something that I can be grateful for, something I can appreciate.
That makes complete sense.
And because when you're in the midst of darkness, you cannot try to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
When you can shift your awareness to something which is already in light, that light will penetrate into the darkness. But just trying to focus on that dark space will only expand that darkness more.
I think that is such a great nugget that you just shared, because it's so true.
I believe in that.
It's so true, because when you're in that darkness, all you want to do is find a way to get out.
Yeah.
But all that does is just, you're like running around like a headless chicken.
Correct.
Whereas when you focus on something that's light.
Unconsciously. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And what comes next after the heart chakra?
So after our heart center, after our heart chakra, we have the throat chakra.
Yeah.
And the throat chakra is, like we know, responsible for all our expression, our communication. One of the key things, if you want to know whether your throat chakra is working well for you or not, two. One is your ability to say no or yes when you want to say no or yes, and not the opposite. And the second thing is, notice how much are you listening in any conversation. Are you really listening, or are you always gearing up to respond? Because if you're constantly gearing up to respond, there is some sort of a lack within you that is constantly nudging you that be on top of this. So somewhere your self-belief is, you know, lacking somewhere. And that's a great way to realize that maybe I'm not present so much in every moment. Maybe I'm truly not communicating because I'm always looking to be on top of it. I want myself to be, so my self-belief comes on top of it.
Yeah, that makes so much sense, because let's say if... And this ties in with what you were talking about when it comes to being grounded. Like if anybody comes and tells you, you don't look good, someone can feel absolutely unshaken, whereas someone else can feel totally put off by it. And it comes down to that self-belief of what you think about yourself, right? Like what you truly believe.
Yeah.
That, so that is what your throat chakra is. So your self-esteem, your ability to identify, to express.
Yes.
And listen.
To listen, to communicate, to express, to be able to, you know, express your truth, most importantly. How easy is it for you to speak your true heart, your mind, without worrying about what the other person's going to think about me when I say it? And that's a clear sign.
Yeah, so that's in some way also related to rejection and again self-belief and
100%
so on.
And in day-to-day life, it's very important to notice who are those people in my life who I meet where I feel this more than the others. Then that whole thing of protecting your energy before you meet also becomes that much more important.
Okay, gotcha.
So if I'm meeting someone who I feel very triggered with, I make it a point to come back and gargle with salt water no matter what. I just do.
Oh, wow. So that's one way of protecting.
Absolutely.
So gargle with salt water.
Yes. You can hum if you're a singer. You can gargle with salt water. You can, again, do tapping. Tapping is my go-to for, like, this movement is so important to shake the energy around. Okay. So you can do tapping. You can do movements, just shaking your body out, doing some neck swirls. It really helps in kind with awareness, it really helps with bringing the energy back into balance and supporting you.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Thank you for sharing that. And now the second last one.
Yes, so that's our third eye.
Yeah.
Right here. Always known as the intuition center.
This is the one that everyone's very excited about.
People want to meditate on the third eye. So all your visual, you know, your visions for life, your goals, their implementations, they are being very, very closely influenced by how the energy is flowing in your third eye as well. Because somewhere that inner voice that we have that we can tap into is also coming and is connected to this energy here. So if there is too much, if you are constantly feeling too confused, not being able to make too many choices, can't distinguish between the voice of doubt and the voice of fear along with the voice of your own inner voice, this energy center is not helping or supporting you that much. So it's a good idea to kind of work through it and kind of balance it.
Right.
You know, feeling very chaotic, congested in your mind, foggy headed, a whole lot of different symptoms. And when these symptoms become, you know, prolonged over a period of time, they start even affecting at a physical level. So like at the root, it could be like, you know, your leg pains and lower back pains and things like that. So for solar, your digestion can go off track. Heart center, your lungs, your heart issues, respiratory issues. So it's really interesting how nothing is in isolation. Yeah, it's all ties in. I cannot say that, okay, this center exists in isolation. No, it does not. The energy
it's all connected.
Yes, it's always interconnected.
Wow. And now finally the crown.
Yes, so that's our crown chakra, which is where again the grace energy that we receive. So like I said, earth is always giving, and that's how our soul anchors into the body. It literally, that's how I feel in the body. I feel I belong. Crown is that complete awareness of, you know, knowing that I am supported, the universe has my back, I am constantly protected, I am being guided. So this is that energy which you can refer to as faith as well, right? So whenever we just kind of surrender and are willing to receive, this energy center is at its at best.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the ability to receive.
To receive.
And what are the side effects of having a blocked crown chakra?
So if you have a blocked crown chakra, one of the most common symptoms would be believing that I have to do everything myself. There is no one who can support me. Some people even take pride in the fact of I am self-made. Yes, in certain ways you are, but the more you receive, the higher your blessings, the higher your growth, your evolution.
Yeah.
So it's that ability to kind of, you know, go beyond me to, okay, the world, the universe is a space from where I can receive and I can give back to this earth through what I am receiving. So it takes away that ego somewhere. It takes away that whole emphasis on self, but knowing that as long as I am open to receiving, a lot more can happen in my life.
Got you. So this is how each one of these chakras affect different areas of your life.
Absolutely.
But depending on the kind of situations and the kind of emotions that
Correct.
You feel.
Yes.
So when it comes to shielding, whatever chakra it is, you can pretty much do that one exercise that you shared.
Yes.
What are other ways of shielding?
Okay. So like I said, none of the chakras are in isolation. So we can do many things that can help us, right? One of the key things is everyone needs to ground, because there are moments through the day, through life, which really shakes us. And sometimes we lose our bearings, so to speak. So grounding is a great exercise for absolutely everyone. Walk on grass, great idea. Visualization, power of visualization is so important when it comes to shielding, especially our energy. Because if I can visualize being protected, no matter what, my energy is going to have the trace of that, and I am going to feel that protection at any point of time. So I really, really believe in the power of visualization. So one simple exercise is to, you know, whether you can sit in a meditative pose or not, depending on the luxury of time you have, just focus on having these energetic cords that go deep into the earth. And in your mind, you simply say, I release everything that is not serving me. And at the same time, you say, I am ready to receive from the earth all the stability, the security, everything that the earth represents, the bounty, the abundance, the flourishing, the money, everything that you want to receive. You set out this intention. And if you are visual, just feel that energy coming up.
Coming up, yeah.
Just feel that energy coming up and feel it just being part of you. Great way to ground yourself.
Wow.
Okay. When you look at the sacral, like I already mentioned, you can use a lot of water-based elements. Mm. So you can even use diffusers. You can put essential oils in diffusers. You can have salt soaks. You can put essential oils in your bathtub and just soak in it for a while. So water-related things work really well.
Mm.
Solar rays, again, works with fire. So you can do a lot of smudging. You can use Palo Santo, sage. Mm. You can just go out into the sunlight in the morning and just like kind of be in an open position, you know, and just receive the vibration of the solar sun and ask it to melt away all the kind of negativity, toxicity that you have taken in, to melt away the judgments that you are holding that's preventing you, and then invite it to create a protective shield or a cloak around you.
Wow.
That's a beautiful visualization that you can do.
Mm.
But when it comes to cleansing, I completely believe in the power of smudging. So like sage, Palo Santo, some people use even bay leaves, which are very readily available in your kitchen to kind of cleanse the energy around you.
Right, right.
That really helps.
So using the different kind of elements, so earth, water.
Correct. And a combination of that as well you can use. Yeah. So this is for your solar plexus. Mm. When it comes to your heart chakra, it's very air-like energy. Okay. So you can actually, again, a lot of, the diffusers that you can use. Then you can actually allow yourself to be in the breeze. The breeze helps to release the energy for you. So just going out in nature for walks, going into the green, if there is greenery available for you. Being near plants. Certain plants absorb negative energy from us. Doing that. Visualizations for the heart. Chanting works for the heart. Tapping works for the heart. You know, just simple tapping on your lower shoulder over here, behind your armpits. And then visualizing that you are releasing, whether it's pain, grief, obstacles, whatever's blocking you.
The visualization seems
key.
Like...
Yeah, it's very, very key. So you can do all of this to release. And at the same time, you can invite light. So when we are talking of shielding, not everyone has time to go through each chakra. Let's say I want to shield all of my energy centers at all times. So do the grounding that I mentioned that works beautifully. Then secondly, you invite the light from above. Whether you are visual, whether you are not, just your intention is good enough.
Okay.
So just kind of look up into the sky. When you look up into the sky, you move into the higher spaces. So you are in the air, the ether, the light. You invite this light down. You feel a channel coming down through you. And then you create a ball or a bubble all around you.
Mm.
And then you just imagine that anything that comes through this bubble, and if it is not meant for you, it will just go back into light.
Wow.
And just set that intention.
Well, these are such great practices and they're very simple, and I imagine they hardly take over 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
Give or take.
Yes.
And this is such a very useful, handy tool that anybody can use to stay grounded in the moment and so on.
And completely up to us, right? How much time do I have? So if I do have that practice, if I am on a journey where I can sit on my mat, fantastic. I can take time doing it. But let's say I have a very busy life and I cannot do, the 15 minutes, the half an hour. Within few minutes as well, I can protect my energy. It's that awareness. Start with noticing your feeling. Where am I feeling it? Invite the light. Invite, that bubble around me. And release what's holding me.
Yeah. That makes complete sense. Thank you so much, Bharti, for sharing all of this. It's been such an insightful episode with a ton of knowledge, and we truly appreciate it. So before we end the session, do you have any last words for our listeners?
Well, re-establish a relationship with yourself, no matter where you are in your journey.
I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Yeah. I do believe that. And you'll be surprised how much you yourself know about yourself when you sit, even if it's for a few minutes. And if that feels too challenging, start by just sitting in front of the mirror and looking at yourself. No expectations, no communication. Just set an intention. I want to know this person who I see in the mirror. And just sit with that. Start with 1 minute, 2 minutes, take it to 3 minutes, and then progress from there. But before you do anything outside, just revisit yourself.
Thank you so much, Bharati. And thank you so much to all the listeners who are tuning in. We will catch you with another episode and another speaker. Until then, stay safe and live light.
Thank you, Nia.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.